From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place.
The bombing of Aleppo right now is inexcusable. It's beyond any, beyond the pale of any notion of strategic or otherwise. It's indiscriminate.
Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Amnesty International says Sudanese forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. Jill Craig has more.
Since January, people in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur have reported blisters and rashes on their skin, cases of their skin falling off, eye problems including total vision loss, bloody vomit and diarrhea, and severe respiratory problems. All of these are symptoms of chemical exposure that Amnesty International says came from weapons used by the government of Sudan. As many as 250 people, including many children, may have died as a result of chemical attacks, says the rights group. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release on Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 militants were killed in the attack. A local official tells VOA that the attack killed 13 state soldiers. Government ministers say they want a clear explanation from the U.S. The cabinet said it will appoint a committee to investigate. This is VOA News. Major U.S. presidential candidates Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning Thursday in the states where they won their first electoral victories on the path to becoming the next president. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire Thursday, and Clinton had an appearance in Iowa. Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson had another embarrassing moment Wednesday when he was unable to name even one current leader of a foreign country. In a town hall-style televised interview, MSNBC host Chris Matthews asked the presidential hopeful to name his favorite foreign leader. Johnson sat speechless. "I'm having an Aleppo moment," Johnson said, in reference to an earlier interview in September. In that interview, he was asked about Syria and replied, "What is Aleppo?" At least one person was killed, more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. A Hoboken city spokesman says the train derailed and plowed through the platform during the morning rush hour. India's army said Thursday it launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strikes follow a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. An Indian military official told a news conference on Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned along the disputed Kashmir border. The Pakistani government is calling it an incident of cross-border firing. It said two of its soldiers had been killed and 9 wounded in the exchange of gunfire. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres. A Palestinian official says by attending the funeral, Abbas hopes to send a message that the Palestinians are for peace. Mr. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting their long-standing hostility to Israel. President Barack Obama and dozens of other current and former world leaders will attend the funeral. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has formally signed and put into force a peace pact with an ethnic Pashtun warlord. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar addressed the signing ceremony held at the presidential palace in Kabul via a video link. He said peace was in Afghanistan's best interest. The U.S. has branded Hekmatyar a global terrorist. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in 2014. Speaking to reporters in Tasmania, Turnbull said he will be relentless in pursuing justice for all the victims on board. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.